December 14th, 2012 meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. We're in a new location here. The room is large, fully accommodate all the people we expect tomorrow. So thank you all for making the trip up here. Number one, call to order. We start with the commissioner's discussion. Would anyone like to bring items of interest forward? No one has anything. Director Anderson, were you prepared to discuss wolf update issues during your director's report? Okay, then I'll save this. I was interested in the latest update. Had some questions about that, but I'll wait till the director's report. Well, if no one else is going to bring anything up, I wanted to share what I did over Thanksgiving. I was in the city of Chicago spending some time with my father. He lives in a retirement community within a mile of Lincoln Park Zoo. So for exercise every morning for the past 3 weeks, I had a chance to walk to the zoo and just walk through. It's one of the last remaining free zoos in the country. And it opens very early, so there's a whole set of walkers, people doing exercise, strolling through the zoo. And it was just fascinating every morning to see a new exotic wildlife species up close. It's just a very fun way. Oops.
All right.
You're welcome.
Old-fashioned.
What kind of donuts? What kind of donuts should we request? I like the bread peddler donuts myself.
Okay.
Sweet.
Well, that's close.
Really expensive ones.
Merlot, I think.
You want the baker back here baking them for you.
Well, one of the interesting, interesting events during the weeks that I walked through the zoo, but I discovered a connection with Washington State University and Lincoln Park Zoo. The zoo has a conservation program, and one of their projects that was given a lot of publicity while I was there had to do with recovering lions in the Serengeti National Park in Tanzania. The zoo pays for a project which they are collaborating with Washington State University on to vaccinate dogs, the dogs in the area surrounding the Serengeti Park, for canine distemper, parvovirus, and rabies. And it has reduced rabies in human populations to almost nothing in the area. And thousands of people were dying of rabies before. And it's also allowed the recovery of the lion populations in the park because they're not getting the distemper from the surrounding dogs. So I just thought that was fascinating. Nothing to do with what we do, but kind of an interesting little thing that I stumbled on during Thanksgiving. Commissioner Perry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. When you ask for input from the rest of the commission, I had my mouth full. I'm sorry. I had the opportunity to attend two back-to-back, literally back-to-back, one evening and one meeting the very next evening. One in Yakima put on by Conservation Northwest that highlighted their the movie they've made on wolves, and a department wolf biologist answering questions from the crowd. The film was primarily a history of the introduction or wolves coming into Washington. It was. Well, I don't really know any other way to express it other than it was really from the warm and fuzzy approach. And I sort of expected that, but I like to see the views of various folks and how they handle that. The very next meeting the following night was in Colville, called by the the Ferry Stevenson and Okanagan County Cattlemen's Association. The director gave a presentation and answered a lot of questions. The contrast was amazing. What did bother me, though, interestingly enough, from both groups, it was a single question that was identical, and that was essentially, why did the department introduce wolves to Washington? And we've answered that question over and over and over again, but somehow for some folks, that message has not gotten through. But I think the director will cover that meeting in Colville in a little more detail. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. If no one else wants to bring anything forward, we can move then into the meeting minute approval. We've got the minutes from the December 7th, 2012 conference call to review and approve. Any changes to be made? Okay, I think we're ready for a motion. Commissioner Duvia?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I move to adopt the minutes from the November 16, 2012 conference call as presented.
I have December 7th.
16. That's what I just...
No, that was what was approved then. This is the minutes from December 7th.
Okay, excuse me. The minutes are for the December 7th, 2012 conference call.
Second.
The motion's been seconded by Commissioner Schmitten to approve the minutes from the December 7th, 2012 conference call as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries.